This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, News Radio 560 KPQ on the agenda today. It is Cherry Creek Media Night at the Apple Sox game, and we are trying to help out the Salvation Army with your support. And the way you do that is you donate food to the Salvation Army Food Bank. And so we have Major Ralph Jimenez, who is head of the Salvation Army, and they do so much more than just run a food bank, as you know. And so let's first talk about needs for the food bank. Major Ralph, thanks for joining us today. Oh,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, so tonight we'll explain what we'd like people to do. If you can come by today up until 5 o'clock and bring food, we'll exchange that for a ticket. But if you can't make it down to our studios at 231 North Wenatchee Avenue, then you can come out to the ballpark. Gates open at 5:30. Ball game starts at 6:30 against the Bend Elks. So we've been doing this for a number of years with the Wenatchee Apple Sox to help out the Salvation Army Food Bank. How many folks are you providing food for, say, on a yearly basis? Do you kind of have a round number in mind?
Well, yes. Well, right now we're doing about 270 families per month.
Wow.
So kind of figure that in for 12 months. And it does get a little higher towards the end of the year, being it's the holiday season. But right now we're averaging about 270 families.
And I think, a kind of a common theme with any food bank, we think about food banks a lot during a holiday, big meal time.
Right.
But in the summertime, kids are away from school, and the family has to rely on their own means to feed the family, and from a donation side, we may not think of a food bank, and so the needs are great this time of year.
Yes, they are, and they always are in the summertime, because, like you said, everybody's out doing other things, thinking of vacations and going places, but like you said, the kids are at home. There's more food that they need to get in the house for them, and that's where we come in. And like I said, the food bank is low this time of year, but hopefully food drives like this will help us.
Where is your food bank at, and where do you distribute from? I've always kind of wondered that.
Well, our food bank is on 1205 South Columbia Street. And we distribute from the same place.
Okay.
Down there.
So how do families that are in need take advantage?
Well, they just have to come in, just give us proof that they live in the area as a residency. Could be a phone bill, a utility bill, something that just shows that they live in the area, and an ID, and we can help them.
We're talking with Major Ralph Jimenez with the Salvation Army. You're seeing that need grow, I'm sure.
Yes.
That number was not as big maybe a couple of years ago, and the need is increasing.
Right. Yeah, it seems to increase a lot of times during the year, and this year seems to be increasing more.
So what kinds of items do you need the most?
Well, we like to get box food items such as Kraft Dinner Foods, stroganoff-type foods. Cereal is a big item that we need, especially in the summer because of the kids being home. Canned food items, soups, vegetables, and fruits. Those are always great to have for to subsidize. And, of course, peanut butter. It's always high in protein.
Yeah, and most kids love peanut butter.
Right.
And in most cases, these are families, so there's going to be kids and adults
right.
You're trying to provide for. When folks want to donate, and it's not Cherry Creek Media Night, what's the easiest way for folks to donate? Pull up at the food bank and maybe make a donation with some extra items they picked up at Costco or a supermarket on a good deal, or to send in a cash donation, or both.
Either way helps. Like I said, it's 1205 South Columbia Street donations, and also for monetary donations can be sent to our P.O. Box 594 here in Wenatchee. But either way helps.
So, and while I fix my little headphones that I unplugged, we're still rolling here, though. I want to talk about some of the other services. The Salvation Army, I think people think of the Red Kettle Drive during the holiday season. Maybe that's the only time they think of Salvation Army. But right. You're there 365 days a year, not only with the food bank, but providing other services. Maybe give us a little bit of a picture of all the good Salvation Army does in our community.
Right. We help with utilities when people have a problem, when they're, say, they get a notice of a shutoff notice. We can help with that. We help with eviction notices, so we help with the rent. And there are times that we help with odd type items. We can normally bus people anywhere in the state of Washington that need to get across the state for whatever reason, as long as we can make contact with the person or organization that they have to go to within the state. We also provide showers. I was just talking to one of our employees the other day, and I don't know if people understand when you say showers. Yeah, well, there are a lot of people that come and take showers, whether it's the homeless, whether it's those that are working in the fields to get a free shower. There's not a lot of places in the community to get free showers. And then the expense on that, it gets wear and tear on the showers and the bathrooms. It gets a lot of expense goes into a lot of these different things that we help out in within our community.
So, Major, have you been kind of watching closely kind of our homeless issue here in the community? Is it increasing? Actually, when they do that kind of that homeless count or census, right. I think the numbers actually took a slight dip. But with any sort of population count like that, sometimes it's hard to get a real measure, because that's right. That's like going out and when they know they do the bird count, you know, it's just kind of a snapshot, and it may not be truly reflective of the need and the issue here. What are you seeing from a practical standpoint, specifically with the homeless?
Mm-hmm. We see it pretty consistent with the homeless that come into our facility. Some months it grows, some months it's down, but it seems to be very consistent. I'm not sure if it's grown a lot, but we still see the same people that are being homeless.
Now, you also operate a church, correct?
Yes.
So tell us about your church services as well.
Well, our congregation meets on Sundays for we have Sunday schools at 10 o'clock, and then our worship service at 11. And then on Tuesdays, we have an adult Bible study. Tuesday evenings at 6. And then on Wednesdays, we have a morning Bible study and what we call Home League, which is where women get together and discuss different things in the community, have speakers, go out on outings. And it's for the ladies that are staying at home. And also, during the non-summer months, we have youth programs. So we help, we work with the youth and the younger youth and the teens in the community.
Hey, you're right there. The services are held right across from Pioneer Park there.
Yes. Yes. That's where, we're located at 1501 Russell Street. Yeah. And another thing is right now we're in the middle of doing our camps. And right now the thing is, I don't think people realize that it costs about on an average of $300 to send one child to camp. But we only ask for a subsidize of $15 per child, and we send them to the camp for a week. And that's great. And it gets them great experience out in the going to camp.
Camp is a wonderful experience. And,
right.
You know, back in the day when you and I were growing up, I think a lot more kids went to camp.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe you know, the kids are spending their summer with their little handheld devices,
right,
or playing video games looking at a big screen. They need to get out to a camp, don't
right.
they?
Right, they sure do.
I know you and I will both vouch for that. So let's talk about the importance of we've been talking for almost 10 minutes now with Major Ralph Jimenez. So when you put your donation into the Red Kettle, does that dollar or a couple of dollars, whatever you, does it go to help support all of these kinds of things, or do you devote that specifically to holiday needs?
No, it goes all year round. And being that the Kettle program is the largest fundraiser we have, We try to get it, depending on how much income we can generate, we can get through 6 to 7 months of the year, and then it gets real tight near the end of the year. But that is our biggest fundraiser. And as you know, the minimum wage is going to go up again next year, and we are moving in a direction for volunteers and trying to go to all volunteers, because we just can't make it with now that this year will be $12 an hour minimum wage, and trying to, you know, save a lot of that money for the community.
Well, that's why we do this as a station. We like to get our employees out to the different locations, and so I'd strongly suggest that your organization, or you just as an individual, get a hold of Major Ralph and say, I'd like to go pull a shift. It really is very rewarding. I get a little choked up thinking about it, right, because it's a lot of fun. You'll see your friends and people that you know coming into the store, but it's really a lot of fun to do. And I've kind of figured out my little bell ringing trick with my wrist there, but explain a little further. If we can fill shifts as volunteers, that makes the money that's collected really go further.
Exactly. It's more of a profit for the Salvation Army, and gets more food items, gets more help with people that need help with utilities and rent. It just helps the overall function of the Salvation Army and helping people in the community.
So as you heard, that money collected with the Red Kettle Drives only goes until about maybe June or July. So that's about where we're at right now. So let me ask you this, for folks that would like to say, hey, we have an office staff. We've got 10, 12 people working here. What would be the best time of the year to get a hold of you and say, hey, coming up for Christmas season 2019, we'd like to sign up our office and pull some shifts?
September, the 1st of September is always a good start to get a hold of us. And we can always plug you in on the calendar. It's
okay.
Always great.
Well, hopefully we'll get some more volunteers doing that. Our teams will be out there as well from all our different radio stations. Truth be told, and this is fun, maybe your office can do this, you have a little competition amongst your staffs. That's what we do with our radio stations here at Cherry Creek Media. So in the meantime, since those Red Kettle campaigns only kind of cover you to maybe June and July, how do you make ends meet until the next Red Kettle Drive?
The monetary donations that come from our community. We do have a giving community, and it helps a lot. We just try to make it with that. That's the goal, is always just trying to get through month to month and get us through until we start getting towards the holidays again.
So what I've noticed about your organization, yours is kind of a quiet organization, I would say. I mean, you're not out there all the time saying, we need money, we need money, we need money. It's a very, I would say, humble organization. We do this with you, and we ask you to come down here, and so you're not out there, standing on every street corner saying, we need money, we need money. And it's those quiet requests that I think deserve a lot of attention. So what's the best way, again, for folks to, if they would like to make a donation and help throughout the year or every couple of months to get some money to help tide Salvation Army over? How do they do that?
Well, all they have to do is send their donation to P.O. Box 594 in Wenatchee here. And also, if they'd like to donate food items, they just have to bring them down to 1205 South Columbia Street.
Okay, and you can do that anytime. If you'd like to go to the ball game coming up tonight against the Bend Elks for the Wenatchee Apple Sox, up until 5 o'clock when our business lobby closes, we'll swap you some tickets for some food donations. The gates open at Paul Thomas Senior Field tonight at 5:30. The game starts at 6:30, and we'll have all of our station staff down there as well, and Salvation Army team as well, collecting donations, and we'll get you tickets down there as well. Either way, we just need to stock up that Salvation Army food bank And tonight's our Cherry Creek Media Night with the Apple Sox. They're always great partners on this project, giving us the tickets to give away. We're just a conduit to helping stock that food bank. Major Ralph, any final thoughts before I let you sneak out of here on any other needs right now to share for Salvation Army?
That's pretty much all our needs, and I just would like to thank the community and Cherry Creek Media and the Apple Sox for having us this year.
Well, thank you for all the great work you do. I think it often goes unnoticed, and we just wanted to shine a spotlight on your work here and your whole team down at Salvation Army.
Well, thank you, Dave.
The Agenda on News Radio 560, KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming to your Alexa device.